Hi, everybody. This is Sharon Jeffers. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. Hope you're having a wonderful day today. And I want to invite or welcome all of you who are listening for the first time and all of you who are regular listeners as well. This radio show is dedicated to a mystic oracle which reveals the card deck as an ancient book of time. And so I talk about that, and I do readings on the phone. If you want to call in, the toll-free number is 877-876-5227. I invite you to visit my website, Star of the Magi, StarofTheMagi.com, or it's all in the cards.com, to explore and discover this amazing system of divination. The card deck, if you compare it to the calendar, and this is on my website under the cards, is numerically aligned, 52 weeks, 52 cards in the deck, 12 court cards, which are the jacks, queens, and kings, and 12 months in the year, four suits and four seasons. In each one of those seasons in the year, there are 13 weeks, and in each one of those suits, hearts, clubs, diamonds, and spades, there are 13 cards, ace to king. When you add all the cards together in the deck by their numeric value, you get the total of 364, and you add the mysterious joker, and it's 365, the number of days in the year. There are more ways to break that down, but I'm not going to do that because I know a lot of you have heard that over and over listening. I always like to share that with people who are new to the show, though, because the response is always, wow, I never thought of that. And I guess we wouldn't normally think about that. However, through time, certain people have brought this to our attention, and it's quite an amazing system. If you are new to this system, you can go on my website and look up your birthday card. That card has a life path and a spiritual path, and, you know, reveals your destiny and who people are in your life and where you are in time. It's quite wonderful, all the information that's available to us in this way, and it is very precise and accurate. A lot of people believe it's more precise and accurate than astrology or numerology. The system does embody astrology and numerology. If you go on my website, you can sign up for the card of the day, which is something I send out each day to people. I think there is a caller on the line. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Sharon. This is Derek.
Hi, Derek.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great.
And where are you calling from?
I love your radio show.
You what?
I love your radio show.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Costa Mesa, California.
Costa Mesa, California. And what's your birthday?
My birthday is May 9th.
May 9th. The Taurus Ten of Diamonds.
And I wanted to ask a relationship question.
Okay.
I have a date this Saturday with a person, and their birthday is October 16th.
October 16th, the Six of Clubs. So
that's
that
true.
Is the Libra Six of Clubs. And you are the Taurus. Both of you are ruled by Venus. That's nice. So, from your birth cards, your relationship is the Three of Clubs. It's governed by the Three of Clubs. So let me just explain a little bit about what I mean by that, because relate, and this is what my new book, Love and Destiny, is based on and is all about. And in fact, I will read you excerpts from the relationship report from that book.
When I did the solar value, it was the Three of Hearts.
Three of Hearts. What did I say?
Three of Clubs.
Okay. Thank you. I meant the Three of Hearts. I wrote down a heart and said club. I need somebody watching me at all times.
Well, good, because I love your other book, too, so I did do the solar value in the book.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have a Three of Hearts right here. I added them up and put it down. Maybe it's the coffee I just had. So thank you for catching me on that. So the Three of Hearts is the card of that represents creative expressions of the heart. Now, let me just clarify this, because people, you know, we are an individual, and when we're in relationship with anyone, whether we're just having a conversation or we're married or, you know, the whole gamut, when we're interacting with another person, there is another influence that's governing us. And it comes from the combination of our cards and the person we're with cards together. And so, you know, in my book, Love and Destiny, I show you how to do the birth card, the spirit card, the soul card, and the planetary ruling card. And I have reference charts for all those cards so you know what they are for each birthday. And so, beginning with the birth card, which the birth card is in our life, our birth card represents, you know, our journey through life. This card, it's like the gown we wear to the ball. It's our soul's expression. And that life path, the life path of the birth card, it reveals to us the lessons that we have to learn and the challenges that we get to face and the opportunities that come from the embrace of those challenges and the people in our life. Then another aspect of this is what happens when I put my card together with somebody else's card? What comes about? A relationship has its own governing influences. So, Derek, your relationship with the Six of Clubs, the Ten of Diamonds and the Six of Clubs being the Three of Hearts, means that there's a tremendous opportunity here for both of you together and each of you as individuals to be more expressive with your emotions.
Okay.
Joy, love, and creativity are the essential expressions of the Three of Hearts. So this relationship connection is going to bring forth opportunities for greater understanding for each of you relative to your emotions. And there'll be a lot of learning that takes place there. A lot of learning and possibly new expressions emotionally, and also some learning around the personal around personal boundaries relative to emotions.
Okay.
The Three of Hearts, I'm going to read an excerpt from my book. The Three of Hearts characterizes emotional creativity and embodies the longing for a love that satisfies the deepest part of our being. So that kind of energy is going to get stirred up. Deep.
Well, and that's true. I would, you know, I mean, the soul connection is what I'd like to experience with in a loving relationship.
Uh-huh. The challenge with this card as a relationship composite is there can be a subtle underlying uncertainty present in both of you. And it will repeatedly show up in the relationship.
Uncertainty, because, you said?
What?
Uncertainty?
Yes.
Hmm.
because this card symbolizes indecision or uncertainty in love. So the freedom of this card is really the expression of love and joy and the opening or touching, you know, the experience of touching that deep longing. You know, deep, 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 deep love.
Well,
but then there's also this wobbly, well, you know, I don't want to lose this, but, you know, I'm not sure. So that underlying uncertainty, if it manifests, can create a little emotional drama in yourself or in the relationship. Now, the thing is, the energy of this card is very fast-moving. In the life spread, this card sits in a double Mercury position, and Mercury's quick, as we know. The god Mercury had little wings on his feet.
So what does that represent?
So you can be moving in and out of different feelings. Hearts represent the feelings.
Right.
And the emotions. So, you know, one minute you can be feeling like, you know, you're in heaven and paradise has, you know, opened the door to your heart, and the next minute you can feel like you could stand there scratching your head going, I wonder what's going on. There can be an element of I wonder what's going on emotionally that shows up. This is not a negative thing, you know. I mean, every single card in the deck has its challenges. And every single card of the deck has, and there's a reason for that, because the exalted side of each card is, you know, we're inspired to get there through the challenges that are underneath, because they often awaken us to places in ourselves when we're unconscious. So with this card, if there's any part of you or any place in your mind where you have doubts about being in relationship, this card will bring them up to the surface.
Well, that's exactly, you hit the nail on the head. Because that's exactly, you know, I was in two long-term relationships, been single for 5 years, and now wanting to experience being in love again, and fearful of that.
Yeah, so this card is going to get down and dirty with that part of your unconscious. And it's going to just bring all those little, you know, beliefs and thoughts and stories and fears and insecurities up to the surface. Now, my suggestion would be observe them and say, thank you for coming and, you know, have a nice journey. Let them just pass through. Don't identify with them. When we identify with things, then we just, you know, stick them back in the ground and secure their roots and give them plant food.
Right.
You know, communication, you know, is the secret in this relationship.
Okay.
And also physical activities are very important. Very important. Because physical activities, you know, burn up any excess mental energy that isn't being channeled. Because a lot of mental energy can come in with this influence, and, you know, if it's not kept in check, then it processes through the emotions.
Okay.
So the secret to keeping mental balance and emotional harmony is communication, and this relationship will also stimulate your creativity.
Great. All right, well, thank you very much. I really appreciate your insight on that.
You're very welcome. Would you like to know the four keys to the kingdom of the Three of Hearts?
Oh, yes.
Okay. I'm going to read them to you. These
so
are
the
from
keys,
my book,
is,
Love and Destiny. Huh?
I don't know what that means. So you, I don't. What
okay,
are the
I'm
going to
tell you what it means. So
okay.
At the end of each of the relationship reports in the book, I have the four keys to the kingdom for each card, relative to relationship. So the keys to the kingdom, because the keys to the kingdom unlock the fullest potential of the relationship.
Oh, cool.
And it's supported in being all that it can be.
Okay.
They support it in being all this. Okay? So the first key is articulating your creativity. You have the opportunity to support one another's creative aspirations, whatever they may be. And if they are buried, then you have the prospect of helping each other unearth those aspirations and bring them into unique expression. Finding comfort in yourself, in being yourself and articulating your personal brand of authenticity will be a gift that is found with this connection over and over again.
Mm.
This energy is always birthing anew, because the spirit card of the Three of Hearts is the Ace of Hearts. Second key is expressions of affection. The importance of expressing physical and verbal affection cannot be stressed enough for this connection. These outward displays of love will eliminate any and all underlying feelings of uncertainty when they are present.
Mm.
Physical and verbal forms of love must be present on a consistent basis in order to establish and maintain emotional security and open communication between you and your partner. Cool, huh?
Nice, yeah.
Third key, exploration and adventure. Traveling and engaging in physical activities together will keep things alive and juicy and allow your intimacy to deepen more rapidly. Movement, adventure, variety, and change are experiences that feed this card's restless nature. So rather than having dinner at home, you go somewhere you've never been before.
Mm-hmm.
Or rather than going to the same old place for breakfast, you go somewhere you've never been before. Or you try something new together.
Well, and this person's in the travel business, so maybe you get to travel some more.
Oh, perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
Personal boundaries, fourth key. In this relationship, you will have the opportunity to learn to maintain clear emotional boundaries. Not doing so will create a back and forth push and pull dynamic that will undermine the connection between you. Be true to yourself and your emotional needs and honor the same for your partner. So there you have it for your Three of Hearts relationship.
Wow, that is great. Thank you, Sharon. That is
You're
that's
very
really, really
welcome. And did you say you're having a first date with this person this weekend?
Yeah. Saturday.
Well, you're coming with wisdom, you know how what your connection with is going to need and be. So, great timing.
When is your book going to be available?
You can order my book right now on my website, and actually, I've got it priced $2 below the... No, I've got it priced about $5 below retail price. I need to fix that at some point soon, but... I'm taking pre-orders on the website, and they'll be delivered at the beginning of December, if not before.
Okay.
And then the book, on Amazon.com, it says the release date is December 6th. And they've got the wrong cover on Amazon. I have the right cover on my site, and I don't know if it's on my site. It's going to be on my new site. My site's being recreated. And then... But it is on the card of the day. And people, if you aren't on my card of the day email list, go on my website and sign up for the card of the day. It's free. And you get the card of the day every morning. And I, talk about the energetic influences of the day. And then you're on my mailing list if I'm teaching a workshop or I have a new product or I'm speaking somewhere or whatever. Are you still there, Derek?
I am.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, if you'd like to call in and talk to moi, the number for the USA is 877-876-5227. And the number for the U.S. and Canada is 888-815-9756. I really need to figure out what year the United States of America is in. Because it seems like since our Jack of Diamonds birthday on July 4th, things are going downhill rather quickly in many respects. I think I have a caller. Is that true?
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
From California.
Where in California?
From a little town called Wilton.
Wilton, where's that?
It's Sacramento County. Yeah, I'm in Central Valley.
Cool. What's the population there?
Oh, it's growing. I really don't know the exact population. It's
uh-huh.
a small town.
Okay.
We do have a post office.
You have a post office?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like where I lived in Kauai.
Oh.
So, are you familiar with the cards?
No.
Oh.
This is my first time I've called you.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
So you just happened upon the show.
I did.
Oh, I'm so excited about that.
This is the first time I've been home at this time of the day.
Uh-huh.
Just made the connection.
How wonderful. So when is your birthday?
January 17th,
1958.
5-8? Mm-hmm.
So January 17th,
mm-hmm.
you're a 10 of diamonds, just like my last caller.
Oh, wow.
Different birthday, though. You're
uh-huh.
the Capricorn. So 1958 makes you 50, right?
Correct.
I don't trust my math skills. Simple as that would be.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you have something to write with?
I can get something.
Get something,
with.
Because I'm going to tell you what your four personal significator cards are.
Okay.
And then you can go on my website and read what that means.
Okay.
Your birth card is the Ten of Diamonds,
okay.
which is known as the Blessed card.
Oh.
This is a very... A fortunate birthday, very fortunate. And your planetary ruling card is the Five of Hearts.
Okay.
And your spirit card is the Queen of Clubs.
Okay.
And your soul card is the Queen of Spades.
Hmm.
So I'm going to quickly look at your age, and then I'm going to let you go investigate those things on your own later.
Okay.
And then if you have questions, you can ask me about them. Now, when you turned 49, you went into a new seven-year cycle.
Okay.
And you moved into a position of that time of great determination and individuality, and I would think there's something stirring inside of you that wants to express itself in a more unique way.
Yeah.
An independent way.
Mm-hmm.
That is stirring, stirring, stirring.
Yeah.
And that's great. And you need to pay attention to that because something is calling you to really, you know, walk to the beat of your own drum.
Mm-hmm.
Build the drum, play the drum, dance to the drum.
Yeah.
It's all about you right now.
Yeah.
And looking at a really solid way to actually express that part of yourself. And this year in particular, there is a refinement that's happening with your belief system and the way you think and how you use your mind and your thoughts and your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
I would think if you're not, this would be a good thing to do, is clean your subconscious closet.
Yes.
Any beliefs that you no longer need, that don't serve you anymore, any negative thoughts, you know, concepts that hold you back.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just get rid of them, get rid of them. You're meant to be in the spotlight in your own unique way.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And you're also, you know, this is a time when you would be getting clear on what your priorities really are and what's most valuable to you. And making any compromises or adjustments that need to be made in that way. And most specifically, these things need to come from a deep inner knowing. So it's important for you to be, you know, serving yourself spiritually in some way. You want to make sure that you have some sort of practice or, you know, something that you do
mm-hmm.
that nurtures you spiritually.
Okay.
Very important. Your values are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And you are seeking to know, you know, more deeply what's true for you, yes?
Yes, very much so.
Yes. So now let's look at age 50, because that's just from your 7 years old. So you have the Ten of Clubs. This is a really great time to either learn something new, take a class, gather with people of like mind,
mm-hmm.
really position yourself
okay.
in that way to be communicating with other people, to gather inspiration from them.
Okay.
Communication is like on the top of the list here,
okay.
as are people, big time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The further I look, the more I see it.
mm.
Now, do you have or are you thinking of having your own business?
I'm thinking about it.
Yes, well, I would say this is a really good time to be thinking about that.
Okay.
And, you know, you may have more than one idea.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So please avoid limiting yourself to one thing.
Oh, okay.
Allow yourself to explore more than one thing, and in doing that, you're going to see how the things actually connect with each other.
Okay.
There is a connection that's going to be revealed to you.
Okay.
So, you know, you shoot yourself in the foot when you say, well, I have to do either or. This is not an either or time. This
okay.
is, oh, yes, more please.
Okay.
Just let them all come in and see which ones stick, you know.
Okay.
It's like throwing a bunch of spaghetti on the wall. And
mm.
the ones that stick you work with, and the other ones, they
okay.
may show up later in another way.
Okay.
The danger comes when you think that you're only supposed to do one thing.
Okay.
Definitely not what's happening. And there's a part of your personality that really enjoys variety anyway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So... And is there some, I feel like there's travel in the air here.
I don't know.
Yeah. So perhaps there, you know, I don't know what you have in mind, but I think a connection with either someone from a foreign country or a distant place
really?
Or somewhere outside of where you live,
mm-hmm.
person or place, could be advantageous to your experience.
Okay.
You want to make sure if you're tempted to get into partnership that you know clearly who that person is and what that relationship's going to be.
Okay.
Because that may be an opportunity that shows up for you.
Okay.
So you can go on my website and look. Read about the four personal significators
okay.
under the nav bar that says the cards. You can look at the descriptions I have there for the birthday on my birthday card line.
Okay.
Or I also have a book called Cards of Destiny that has a more in-depth delineation of each of the card birthdays.
Okay.
And so, you know, explore and discover because this is an amazing system.
Yes, it is, and you are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I really appreciate you listening to the show, and I appreciate you calling in.
Oh, yeah, I've missed it so many times, and it just, I guess it was meant to be today. Thank you.
Yes, you know what? I believe that's probably true.
Yeah. I really needed to hear what you said to me.
Oh, good. I'm so happy.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, Alisa, and thank you very much for calling in.
Mm. Okay. I'll probably call you again sometime. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. So I want everybody to know, for those of you that don't know, I do personal readings for people. And also, if you want to email me, you can email me at starofthemagi@earthlink.net, and I will keep my eyes on that email to see if anybody shows up there. Just have to move a few things out of the way here. So it's wonderful to look at someone's cards and just mention a few things that are important that show up and see that, you know, a little bit goes a long way because we're feeling these things. We feel these influences that are at work with us. It's just that we don't always take action with them. And the diamond suit teaches us to take action. The hearts are what bring the feelings about, and the club energy is in there talking to our mind and our intuition. And between the two, there's always things going on in our subconscious and the back of our mind and our bellies, you know, our intuition and our feelings. And the diamonds come along and say, hey, let's put this into action, you know, because that's the secret to things coming into form, isn't it, is the action that we take. We can think about things forever, which is the detrimental side of the club suit, you know, and that's why the diamonds come along after the clubs and say, okay, let's do it, you know. Now, the diamonds usually need to learn from the clubs to think things through, or look at them more closely. Everybody's working together here. I am going to read about the four suits because I'm reading from my new book and what I put in there. I have information on the suits, and then I have information for the suits relative to relationships. I'm not going to read that information right now. However, I am going to read just about the four suits themselves, what I wrote in this book. And the reason I'm reading in the book is because I want everybody to get an idea of what, you know, how this book is written. I worked with a really wonderful editor, and I enjoyed very much working with her. She just asked all the right questions that made me go one step further in delineating what I was saying. And it was a really great experience. It was a lot of work, let me tell you. It's not a glamorous thing. The four suits. The heart suit symbolizes the springtime of life and the element of fire. The suit represents the source of beginning, childhood, and family. Hearts relate to art and beauty, feelings and emotion, youth and children, people and relationships, as well as love, marriage, and home. The heart suit characterizes the passion of fire tamed through compassion. Hearts symbolize all things that touch our emotions and cause us to feel, such things as devotion and passion. The awakened heart embodies love, compassion, understanding, and kindness, and he or she is giving and kind. The unawakened heart can become lost in drama, challenged by lust, addiction, anger, promiscuity, and self-absorption. This suit represents the time of life when we learn through our emotional environment, by way of our feelings, and our close relationships. We learn how to be in relationship with ourselves and the world around us through the experiences we have with our families, our friends, and our earliest encounters with people. It is during this time in life that our inner emotional environments are established. The symbol of the heart represents two who have become one in their embrace. Those who are born in the heart suit process their experiences of life through their emotions, their feelings, and their interactions with others. When they communicate, the information shared goes through their feeling filter first, and then to whatever else it may apply to them mentally. In the calendar, the heart birthdays begin to show their lovely faces on June 30th and continue through to December 30th. The club suit rules the mental realm and all things having to do with the mind and its expressions. Education, communication, writing, self-expression, research, teaching, lecturing, psychology, and publishing all exist within the realm of the club's domain. The suit is related to summer and the element of air. And in our journey through life, the time when we become educated and grow, the time when we gather information and learn from the world around us through communication and our perception. Clubs represent the union of heaven and earth, or the mind of God and the mind of humankind, through the integration of the higher mind with the mundane. The symbol of the club suit, the shamrock, represents the expression of the knowledge of science, art, and spirituality, all being initiated through the intelligence of life and planted in the mind of humanity through its stem as it founds itself in the earthly plane. For those born with club birthdays, thoughts are real and tangible like objects. Their greatest quest is for universal knowledge, and they are unrelenting in their gathering of information. Thoughts are the conceptual frameworks, the building blocks of understanding, and they design the construction of these frameworks. These people are the guardians of intelligence. The danger for the club person lies in becoming trapped in his or her own mental structures to the point of being stuck or myopic in attitude or point of view. When unaware, the club person can be extremely aggressive, unreliable, and dishonest, behaviors that are based in fear. The brilliant side of the club suit and those who have these birthdays is the manifestation and expression of pure creative mental energy, natural intelligence, and intuition. Those born with these birthdays are highly creative, magnetic, and dynamic in their self-expression. The diamond suit stands for values, worth, and money. Diamonds are associated with autumn and the harvest of life, and with the element of water. In our journey through time, diamonds represent the manifestation of our passion and what we have learned, and as such, they are action-oriented. This is a time in our journey when we give back to life and receive the treasures that life has to give to us. This is a time when we sow and reap. Diamonds represent both spiritual and material substance. Light actually passes through the precious stones we call diamonds. The light that passes through the physical diamond is a metaphor for the responsibility to the higher spiritual and material values that it's asked of the diamond person or people in the diamond-ruled relationship. When we don't assume the higher responsibility of this suit, we become consumed with deceit, greed, and selfishness. Where the diamond person chooses to feel, the club person chooses to think. The diamond person takes action. Whoop! Where the heart person chooses to feel and the club person chooses to think, the diamond person takes action. The most auspicious action comes from sound values, which are the foundation, good or bad, of how we choose to live our lives each moment. Creating abundance for others is the highest order of this suit. The symbol of the diamond represents the merging of the highest values from above to secure them in the earth plane below. The diamond symbolizes the infusion of light into the mundane mind of humanity. For those born with diamond birthdays, money, value, and worth are issues that are at the forefront of every endeavor, whether it is personal or professional. Choices are made accordingly to the value something or someone will bring. Action is the key word for diamond people. The diamond naturally understands the value of action and what is possible when you move your thoughts forward in practical ways to bring them into form. The danger for the diamond person lies in not taking time to think actions through thoroughly. The high side diamonds are generous and can wield tremendous power for the abundance and goodness of others and themselves. The unenlightened diamond can be obsessed with material gain to the point of greed and gain nothing of value in return. The diamond suit governs manifestation in the earthly plane. Let me mention, before I read the spades, that this is copyrighted information I'm reading here, and you don't have permission to use it without permission to use it. Okay, I have to do that or my publisher will, you know, be all over me. Spades are associated with wintertime and the element of earth. This is the suit of the initiate in our time to turn our inner source of wisdom. This suit represents spirituality, health, work, labor, determination, and discipline. In the greater cycle of time, spades represent our later years in life when we walk hand in hand with life as our teacher, and we look beyond our own ideas to gain greater insights. This is the time when we integrate our emotional experiences with the knowledge we have gained, and we apply our values and our discovery of what is worthy of our time to become wise. Spades are the fourth and final suit in the deck, following the passion of nature to create hearts, the creative intelligence of life clubs, and the blessings of life's riches through experience, diamonds, come the final command to find excellence through wisdom and to bring forth the recreation and rebirth of life to begin again. Those with spade birthdays need to tend to be more serious about things than the rest of us. They innately understand the cycles of birth, death, and rebirth, as this innate wisdom resides deep within the fabric of their being. So if you have spade friends, you know why they're so serious. You know, one of the things that I really suggest to people that are just learning this, and this you can find information about the suits in my book, Cards of Destiny, and this information and more on the suits. I'm only reading half of what's here. Will be available in my book, Love and Destiny, as well. Just learning from the suits is profound. In understanding people, and somebody's sending me the age, 232. So which plate is that, Wendy? Will you figure that out so I don't have to use airtime for that? I know. Oh, birth card is the eight of diamonds. Long range card is the eight of diamonds. So I want to know what plate you're looking at. And thank you. So studying the suits is a profound way to not only gain greater insight into your own life and who you are, but also everyone else in your life. The reason I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny, was for people to better understand one another, you know, and themselves, first of all. I mean, the greater our self-understanding, the easier it is for us to understand everybody else, right? So, and that's why I do this radio show, is in service to the Oracle and to get the word out. I mean, every week there are people listening that knew nothing about the cards before. And as you could see with my conversation with Elisa, that's really exciting for me because I just think it's, you know, there's so much to be gained. So I taught a workshop last weekend. People didn't want to leave at the end of the day. They were just as alert at 5:30 p.m. as they were at 9:30 a.m., which blew me away. And, you know, so I had to commit to more, you know, another date before they left. And what an incredible group of people. And because And so I'm teaching another workshop on the 27th. Now, since I put those workshops out on my Card of the Day email, I've gotten a lot of requests for materials and webinars. So all of you that have been requesting that, because I'm doing these workshops right now in L.A., in October, I'm offering a beginning workshop and two 2-day workshops, starting with a beginning workshop and then a 2-day advanced workshop on the island of Kauai. So those of you that are there, there's going to be information about that circulating on the island and through my emails coming up. The weekends are going to be the 11th and 12th of October and the 18th and 19th of October. And then I'm coming back here to do an advanced workshop on the 25th and 26th of October. I have committed to the people in that workshop that they will be able to keep their group. And this is how I'm going to start working with groups of people. I like working with small groups of people when I do workshops. I recognize that whoever ends up in that initial workshop was meant to be there and they were meant to be there together. So I honor that connection. I didn't do that once years ago and it was really interesting to see what happened. So there is perfection in the universe. So I don't... Wendy, are you still listening? Are you figuring out the date for the actual plate for the birthday? You know, if you're interested in either doing a webinar or having the materials, I'm creating all new learning materials, and, you know, they're turning out to be really nice, and they're in color, and, you know, I'm creating things the way I would want them to be when I use them. I have, you know, my own special relationship with this oracle. And I am not a student of Robert Camp's. I do use some of Thomas Merle's time charts. And wherever I have recreated his time structures, I am acknowledging him in there. I mean, I'm acknowledging anybody whose stuff that I might be drawing from. But it's mostly original, except, of course, the quadres, which... Arnie Lean, or only Richmond created in the 1800s. So all of that is coming forth. Webinars instead of teleseminars, because I guess webinars leave teleseminars in the past now, so I have to learn how to do that, actually. But I think that'll be pretty easy. And all these new reference materials that make it really, really easy for people to use the cards. Then I'm not going to do this on this show because I only have 6 minutes left. But the show I do next week, I am going to look in depth at this country, the U.S. of A., according to its birthday and where it is. I'm also going to look at it relative to its name and its age, the different names that the country goes by, and really look at what's going on, because the United States of America is a Jack of Diamonds. July 4th is the birthday of the United States of America, and it's a Jack of Diamonds. It's a Cancer Jack of Diamonds, a Jack of Diamonds, Queen of Hearts. And, you know, the behavior and the characteristics of that card, high and low, are fully manifested. Here comes Wendy, age 52. Oh, thank you, Wendy. Wow, that's significant, isn't it? So it's Judgment Day. The King of Spades is ruling. And it's a Jupiter year, out of control, I would say. Wow. Well, we have the Jack of Spades in Jupiter. I'd say there's a tremendous amount of The deception is exalted. So, so because I only have a few minutes, I'm not going to look at this right now. Thank you, Wendy. I am going to do the in-depth reading on this in my next show. And I will also take calls, as I always like to do, you know, a few readings on the show because I feel like they're timely for whoever calls in. And then 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh. Well, that will be very interesting to look at what's going on with the country. And I can look at the three-month cycles and the lunar cycles, look at what's happening at election time. I've gotten a lot of emails asking me about Sarah Palin and the candidates and the election and what's happening on election day. It's a little scary to me that the Jack of Spades is in Jupiter because Palin and McCain together are the Jack of Spades, and I am not a supporter of them. However, I am doing my best to be a Buddha and observe what's going on so that I can learn from what's going on, because that's my first choice with everything. I guess that's a double diamond. I want to understand the value of things and why things are happening the way they are. I want to thank you all for listening to the show today. Wendy, I want to thank you particularly for sending me that information. I appreciate that very much, and I'm going to see you in my workshop on Saturday, whenever it is, 27th. I want to invite you to sign up for the card of the day. I send it out free to people, and that's how to keep up with what's going on with me. And I thank you for listening to the show today. If you have any questions or you have topics that you want me to focus on in the future, you can send me an email. You can link to my email. I have one space left in the LA workshop on Saturday, the 27th, and you can call me if you want to take that space. You can call me at 323-850-0812. I do personal readings. I often forget to tell people that if you're interested. I only do a certain number a month, but I do them. And I hope you, I invite you to explore the system more deeply because it's fun and wonderful and gives you great insights into your relationships. So thank you again for listening. Have a blessed week, and I will be with you here next week. Take care. Bye.